Hi, we're back with the third and final Christmas special podcast for the Stuff's Voice for You broadcast. These are two Christmas poems that I came across today, which are rather sweet and a little bit different, but they still express the spirit of love and good wishes and positive vibes of Christmas. The first one, "Tis Time" by Tommy Fratto. It was written in December 2008. Hark! 'Tis time for our grand old Saint Nick to polish his sleigh till it's glittering slick. Then beckon Rudolph with velvet sleeve. Away! Let us dash round the world this fine eve. Through skies, starlights, and snowflakes they speed, staying alert for jumble jets they must heed. 'Tis there! Santa shouts at rooftop's sight of the child whose wish list they'll fill first this night. With the reindeer hushed, their sleigh comes to rest atop the sleeping house of our Saint Nick's quest. Betwixt gift boxes with shining bows, he takes out a silk bag so golden it glows. Whoosh! Down the chimney gently he lands, sets down his surprise, and unties satin bands. One by one, answered wishes appear. Santa checks off his list to see they're each here. I've brought thee a chest of rainbows bright, and soft flutter of butterfly wings in flight. A feather of hope 'tis here to shake, and stardust to sprinkle. What magic ye'll make! Sparkling inside, clear crystal that gleams, are faith in miracles and trust in your dreams. Alas, came the last wish. Santa sighed. He'd no way to grant it, though elves, how they tried. I wish, sweet lord, peace was in this sack. Tapping his nose, in the red sleigh he was back, surrounded by longed-for dolls and trains, upward they lifted, with a click of dear reins.
There's hope, young man. Peace will find his way, if all the world says your prayer on Christmas Day.
Please heal mankind's wounds, and let love win, then my daddy can come home to us. Amen. The second poem is about a sweet little Christmas tree with high hopes. Chrissy Christmas Tree, written by Daniel B. DeRosso in December 1964. Santa was dressed in his bright red suit. On his head was a white stocking cap. He was sitting by the fireplace, smoking his pipe, with his little dog Tim on his lap. His cheeks were very red, and his eyes were sparkling bright. He still had frost on his beard, for he had been out with the reindeer most of the night. Mrs. Claus was sitting beside him. She was having tea. When all of a sudden, Santa said out loud,
"We have no Christmas tree!"
He ran downstairs to his workshop, and there were all his elves, busy as little beavers, packing toys and putting them on shelves. He gathered his elves all around him and told them one and all,
"Go out into the forest, find me a tree that's beautiful and tall. When you see one with nice branches, one that's perfect all around, then one of you come to tell me, and I'll look at what you found."
The elves grabbed their axes, and as they scurried out, they wondered where they could find this tree that Santa spoke about. As they searched in the forest, the snow began to fall, and all the trees were glistening, the big ones and the small. Little Chrissy Christmas Tree was sad and all alone. He knew he wasn't perfect, for he was not full grown. But all he ever dreamed about since the day he was born was to be in Santa's castle, just in time for Christmas morn. In that castle, made of gingerbread with an ice cream soda moat, with a bridge made of candy canes and a big chocolate boat. All the sugar plums, walnuts and fruit that were inside. All the goodies Mrs. Claus made, the baked ones and the fried. All his big brothers heard him. Oh, how they made fun. They said, of all the trees Santa could choose from, he certainly would not be the one. Whenever Chrissy heard this, his branches would heave and sigh. And as the wind howled about him, he would begin to cry. His tears froze into icicles. His branches began to glow. He really looked beautiful as he swayed to and fro. As the elves searched in the forest that bitter, cold night, they noticed a beam of very strange light. They followed it to see where it led. They came upon Chrissy and saw a moonbeam shining on all the tears he had shed. Then, without warning, they fell into snow soft and deep. No one was around to help them. Most people were fast asleep. The elves were very scared and cold. They all began to shout. Chrissy quickly dipped his branches to help the elves scamper out. The elves were very grateful for what Chrissy had done. They all decided then and there that Chrissy was the one. For although he wasn't perfect and not very tall, he had shown the true Christmas spirit by helping them from their fall. They sent the snow elf for Santa so he could see the tree they had chosen. They told Santa,
if it hadn't been for Chrissy's help, we certainly would have frozen.
When Santa saw Chrissy, he was pleased as could be. He said,
We'll put him by the fireplace where everyone can see.
Chrissy was so happy that he grew before their eyes. Before you could say Jack Frost, he was just perfect in size. In Santa's castle, he'll stay forever to be seen by all good boys and girls. His branches will be full of stars, and he'll be draped in pearls. So if you ever go to Christmas Land away beyond the sea, by chance, you may come across Santa's castle and his beloved Chrissy Christmas tree. And that's it for the 2010 Christmas Special Podcasts. I hope you enjoyed them. You can find us on iTunes, Steph's Voice 4, number 4, U, Broadcasts. Feel free to leave a review or subscribe, whatever you'd like. We'll be back again in January with the next chapter of the book review, Busting Your Rut, and the next chapter of the children's audiobook, The Tales of Miss Kitty. She's been up to some pretty surprising stuff, so you'll find out all about it in January. Thanks for listening. www.stephsvoiceforyou.co.uk is our website. Music and sounds courtesy of SoundSnap, Cartoon, and some of it even courtesy of me. Bye! Happy holidays! Wishing you a happy and blessed holiday season. See you in January!